From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton will be among those who will deliver eulogies at the funeral of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday at the age of 74 from complications of Parkinson's disease. The funeral will be held Friday in Louisville, Kentucky, the hometown of the man known affectionately by his fans as the greatest. In addition to Clinton, comic Billy Crystal and newscaster Bryant Gumbel are slated to deliver eulogies. Davis Miller, author of the book Approaching Ali, tells VOA he thinks everybody will be changed by Ali's death.
The world is just going to stop for a few minutes or a few days. How can the world be without Muhammad Ali? Something about him, as ridiculous as he is this fantastic figure. Something about him in that ridiculousness is every bit as hopeful as the space program, traveling to the moon. It was in the 1960s. In early 70s. It's just absolutely a fantastic human being.
Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, won three heavyweight boxing titles. World Health Organization is studying how great a health risk would be posed by going ahead with the Rio de Janeiro Olympics as scheduled, despite concerns about the effect of the Zika virus on either athletes or spectators. About 2 million Brazilians have contracted Zika. Niger says hundreds of Boko Haram extremists attacked a military outpost, killing at least 32 soldiers, wounding 70 others. It happened near Niger's southern borders with Nigeria and Chad. Boko Haram later claimed responsibility. This is VOA News.